where they keep a lot of cows today, and milk them.
Dairy.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever use the term dairy when you were a girl, or was that? I thought of then as just a place with sold milk.
It was a dairy when I could first remember. Called them dairies.
But you never called a particular place on your farm a dairy?
No, we didn't. We didn't have enough cows because we had a large family, and
you drank all the milk.
Drank, and we sometimes sold butter.
What do you call the place around the barn where you might let the cows and mules and animals walk around?
The cow lot, the mule lot.
What would this place, you call this place where you let them out to graze?
That's the past.
And did you ever raise cotton?
Yes.
Tell me how you do that and what kind of work that involves.
Well, you had to plow the land, and we plowed it, and we planted the cotton on what we called a bed. It was a flat place of dirt with a fur, big fur between the cotton beds. And we'd take a gallon distributor and run the fur, and then behind that we ran a cotton planter that dropped or strode the seed. When I can first remember, they just strode a stream of seed, but later they got to dropping the seed about 12, 15 inches apart.
And then the work began, didn't it?
And then when the cotton came up, you had to, they always plowed it or run over it with what we called a cultivator, and then it was ready to chop. And you had to thin it out.
Oh, you had to throw some of the plants away?
Oh, yes, because you wanted to have plenty. Even in corn, we always dropped two grains of corn, and then you had to pull up one of them.
Well,
if both of them came up.
Huh.
Because sometimes one grain, or maybe a bird, would eat it off or something, and you want a perfect stand of corn or cotton.
Well, I thought that when you chop cotton, it was just to chop out the weeds, but that's not what you're doing.
No, you chop it, and then later we did what we said, hoeing cotton. And that was to get the grass and weeds out.
Well, does anything eat cotton seed?
Oh, yeah. Cows.
I mean, any animals come along or anything?
No.
They were safe once you
planted. They were safe. If you planted good seeds, you kind of getting up a good stand of cotton.
Well, I'll be. But something would eat the corn.
Yeah, sometimes something would. Ground molds. I don't know whether ground molds eat it or not, but mice run in ground mold runs and they eat corn.
Anything else?
No, I don't think so, other than the birds pull them up sometimes.
That's interesting. I like to see cotton growing. I'm sorry I don't see it.
I still do.
I do too. And then when would you pick it?
Well, they've got to cultivating the cotton sometime in July. And then it would start, the cotton would form what we call cotton bolls. And when they would mature, they began to open about a part of August to September. And you usually waited until you got a pretty good bit of it open, and then you started picking.
You
had pick sacks that you had a strap across your shoulder. And sack that hung by your side. And then you had cotton picking baskets you would empty into these baskets till they were full. Mm. And then we'd empty them on the wagon.
How much could you pick in a day?
Well, I had picked 300 pounds.
How many bags was that?
I don't know how many bags.
Goodness. Well, now what did you call the grass that grew up that you chopped in the cotton field? What was that called? I can't remember what you said.
Crabgrass was the main grass that would...